Sunday, October 26, 2008. In the ordinary form, 30th Sunday of ordinary time. In the extraordinary form, the 24th Sunday after Pentecost.
I have in my left hand a 2009 music issue, and the Crystal's Vintage Anywhere review process begins with today's episode. Right now! It's time for Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, that half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun! And now, a man who was a self-proclaimed bibliophobe in high school, here's Brian Michael Page!
Hello and welcome, Eagle Soon, Brianna, Smith, L.A.'s Podge, and I. We're on our 148th episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Well, while at work one day last week, I passed by a bus shelter that had this place called Pancho O'Malley's. Hey, Seamus, that Pancho O'Malley, he wouldn't be related to your drinking buddy there, Fergus O'Malley, would he?
As a matter of fact, he is.
Oh?
Pancho O'Malley is Fergus's long-lost uncle. The man's a living legend.
So tell me, is he Irish or is he Mexican?
Oh, he's Irish, all right, but he's a Mexican wannabe. He always wanted to own a pub by day and a cantina by night. And boy, did he drink. Each day, about as much as his customers combined. And he even had a song about himself.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Pancho O'Malley. My pub and cantina right next to the shop is open for business. Come drink till you drop. I am the Pancho O'Malley.
Come drink till you drop?
Yeah. Every day it's either fiesta or siesta over at Pancho's place. And on Fridays, it's Pancho's Ladies' Night. Not to be confused with Pancho Ladies' Night.
Pancho Ladies, Pancho Ladies, Pancho Ladies, Pancho Ladies. Ew!
So, does Fergus visit?
Of course. Where do you think we get our cakes? Oh, and tell me something. What's this about you being a self-proclaimed bibliophobe?
Self-proclaimed bibliophobe. Oh, wow. Yeah, I actually was one of those my senior year in high school. I still remember this from my vocabulary list I had one week. Two of the words were bibliophile and bibliophobe. The former, bibliophile, was defined as a lover of books, while the latter, bibliophobe, was defined as the exact opposite. It was a hater or a fearer of books. Well, in disgust with the way my English class was going that year, that sentence that I had for bibliophobe was, I am a bibliophobe. I even took the honors of raising my hand that day and singing out, I am a bibliophobe, neener, neener, neener. And the teacher then turned to me and said, well, learn to be a bibliophile. No, it wasn't that I couldn't read. It's just that my attention span would wander when it came to any of the assigned reading in almost any of the English classes I had in high school. I was great with grammar. I stunk with literature, and that's what killed me. But really, I'm not a total bibliophobe. I can read. I do read hymnals. I do read parish bulletins. I do read articles that actually interest me. I do read blogs. And I have read, with great enjoyment, Why Catholics Can't Sing and Where Have You Gone, Michelangelo, both by Thomas Day. So I'm not a total bibliophobe. Speaking of books, biblio, about 3 weeks ago, I went to Holy Mass at the Church of St. John the Baptist in my local area. And I'm good friends with the organist there. His name is Paul. And the organ itself is a three-manual instrument built, I believe, in the 1920s by Compagnie des Orgues Canadiennes, or in English, the Canadian Organ Company. It was an offshoot that was started by a former employee of Casa Van Frères. Well, anywho, here we get to that topic of books. They used the music issue and missal by Oregon Catholic Press. And after Mass, I went upstairs to say hi to Paul and found copies of the 2009 music issue. Paul was more than happy to front me a copy. It is that book, the 2009 music issue, that I will be reviewing today But first, let's take a ride with the bitmap. Christos Vincic, semi-live. Riding high with the bitmap. Why, howdy. Well, this here is the bitmap. And we're here on the trail in Narragansett, Rhode Island. We down where the beaches are. Of course, the beaches are probably now closed for the season. But I'm still riding the sands anyways. Anyways, we have some music that we used over on the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. It was an extraordinary form mass on October 19th. It was low mass at St. Leo the Great in Pawtucket. And the organist was Brian Page, and the cantor was Valerie Mayette. Well, here's the opening hymn. There's a Wideness in God's Mercy. A text by Frederick Faber, Father Frederick Faber, that is. He was famous for Faith of Our Fathers, by the way. And the tune was called In Babylone, which is a Dutch hymn tune. And now here's a little short ditty that we did for the offertory.
Lord, have mercy. Please, sir.
there you have Adoramus Te Christe, written by Theodore Dubois. Any last words? That comes from Seven Last Words of Christ. And now, here's the communion piece. Panis Angelicus. Now, if that ain't a classic, what is? César Franck wrote the music to those sacred words by St. Thomas Aquinas. Well, now, finally, here's our closing hymn. And there you have Lift High the Cross. Words by George Kitchen and Michael Newbolt. And the tune is called Crucifer, written by Sidney Hugo Nicholson. And it wraps up this segment, and we'll be back. Howdy, Zeke the Porch Monkey here, and I'm here to present you my all-time favorite collection of songs played in the Hootenanny Mass over the last 40 years or so, and it's available to you on KTEL. Remember those dudes from the 70s? Well, they're back, well, way back, but anywho, they're back, and we're more than happy to produce my new collection. Here's some hippy-dippy hits that you'll hear.
Kumbaya, me lord, kumbaya, kumbaya, me lord, kumbaya. Be not wussy, I go before y'all always, come follow me. And I will rest your head. All are welcome, all are welcome, all are welcome in this bar. And he shall speak to you of Beagle's things, rubber toys and chewy things. Make you to sit on his lap and pat you on the top of your head. Yahweh's people dance for joy. Oh, come before the Lord. Hey, Mary. You're full of grace. The Lord is with y'all. Gather us in the intoxicated. Gather us in the antelopes too. Do not be afraid, I am with y'all. I have called you by your name. All I ask of y'all is forever to remember me by my first brew. Come into the bar, come drink of the beer that we serve.
So don't forget to buy my all-time hits for the Hootenanny Mass, available at your local bargain basement store for just $4.99. Get them while they're hot. Yeehaw!
Don't do this at church.
Hey, this mass is for my grandma. Could you do me a favor? Could you play On Eagle's Wings? I know it's a Latin mass, but could you do On Eagle's Wings, please? Yes, I have one. I have a 2009 music issue from OCP. And I've always kind of found it funny that while the so-called survey is being filled out almost immediately after they appear in the OCP Planning Guide Today's Liturgy, the following year's music issue is on the way to your parish. Oops, too late. Well, just two episodes ago, we talked about how, yes, you can have a hymnal that's primarily contemporary, yet still program a music program that's primarily traditional in style with solid hymnody. But we also mentioned that it would be better if the really bad stuff, that is, music that's not fit for Mass to begin with, didn't appear in these hymnals. Period. Out of sight, out of mind. So, let's talk about the history of the music issue, okay? At least as long as I've known of it. Now, you're not getting this history according to OCP, by the way. You're getting it according to BMP. Now, as many of you know, the music issue is the additional music resource that comes with the Missalette Today's Missal. The book is updated yearly, which supposedly means new music, although that really means only 2 or 3% of the music is stuff that wasn't in last year's book. Now, when I first got to know the music issue back in the early 1980s, you basically had four sections in the hymnal. The 100 section, those hymns numbered in the 100s, those were generally traditional hymns, very solid hymns on the most part, though some hymns were, and still are, missing some very important verses. Like Alleluia, Sing to Jesus, I always like to see that verse there, Alleluia, not as orphans are we left in sorrow now, you know, which is great for the Ascension and the Sunday following. Then you have the 200 section, those hymns are numbered in the 200s, and those were the contemporary ditties. See, there you would find Seek Ye First, We Are the Light of the World, Whatsoever You Do, All That I Am, teamed up with Liturgical Sins of the Now Defunct North American Liturgy Resources, the company that gave us the liturgy's biggest sin at the time, Glory and Praise. Music from Weston Priory was also added, along with music from their own composers, such as Millie Reith, Sister Jean Frolic, Owen Allstott, Randy DeBrien, and Sister Marianne Mizetic. Now, most of the Allstott and DeBrien selections weren't bad at all, I'll admit. Then you have your short 300 section, which contained devotional and patriotic hymns. And although many of the hymns in that section were rather good, you did have a few flaws that were proof that even some of the earlier hymns were really bad. I'm talking about the sentimental ditties from the early part of the 20th century. Mother Dear, Oh Pray For Me. Mother Dearest, Mother Fairest. And finally, there was that section of music for the ordinary of the Mass. Now let's move to the mid-80s. It was either 1985 or 1986, I can't remember exactly which year, when the Glory and Praise stuff, all that stuff from North American Liturgy Resources, was dropped from the music issue. Now, of course, what did that mean? More of OCP's own composers contributed. You had stuff from Bob Hurd, composers from the St. Thomas More Group in England. And there were no more separating the traditional from the contemporary. You know, they mixed it all together. And I think it was more in an effort to push the contemporary. But then it happened. Roughly about 1990-ish, OCP gobbled up Cooperative Ministries, which contained some of Michael Jonkers' music, some of David Haas' music, and eventually North American Liturgy Resources. And guess what returned? All those Glory and Praise staples that we were all happy to see them go. And then some. There was more GIA material also surfacing in these music issues. But we're not talking the stuff of Pelequin, Prue, or Andrews, no. We're talking the music of none other than Hagen and Haas. Now, in 2005, OCP made some improvements to the music issue, adding some longtime wanted favorites such as God of Our Fathers, O God Almighty Father, and Adoro Te Devote for the first time. And the book also saw new music with texts written by Benedictines Harry Hagen and Genevieve Glenn, most of which were set to solid traditional hymn tunes. They were actually very good pieces. However, in 2006, some of the better hymns, and I can name two right off the bat, Christ Has Made the Sure Foundation and Come My Way, My Truth, My Life, got the boot in favor of music from the latest of liturgical mistakes, Spirit and Song. Now, Spirit and Song is a, quote, hymnal, unquote, geared supposedly for the younger generation, the life teen folk, etc., etc., etc. Now we're not even talking bad folk bass music ditties anymore, but bad attempts at music that borders modern-day acoustic and rock. That said, let's look at the first few sections of hymns, songs, and insipid jingles that make up the 2009 music issue. Now, the numbers in this book, as it has been for the last few years now, start with number 301.
The first section in the book is called the gathering section. The material in this section, on the most part, reflects that theme. We're coming to worship as one. Many of these hardly mention any praise to God or praise to Jesus Christ. Just entering and being one with each other and sharing a banquet with the Lord. So let's look at some of the ditties in this section, okay? Now, from the very beginning of the book, 301 up to 310, forget them, okay? Seriously, forget them. With the exception of maybe 306, which is Dan Schutte's Let Us Go to the Altar of God, the verses from that one come from Psalm 150, and the refrain comes from one of my favorite Latin dialogues, Introibo ad altare Dei, ad Deum qui laetificat juventute meam. I will go to the altar of God, the God who gives joy to my youth. Now, I'm generally not a fan of Dan Schutte's music, although I'll admit this is one of his better works. Incidentally, one of his worst works, if not his very worst, is number 310, Table of Plenty. Not to mention, I had to endure this trashy piece at my own nephew's first communion. 308, a ditty called In This Place, pretty much repeats what Marty Hagen had written in Gather Us In, although In This Place does give Christ some kind of mention in the final verse. Either way, it's still very much a self-centered song, focusing mainly on what we are. We are all hungry people. Our lives are a mystery. Now let's go to 311, and you have something decent. Okay? Owen Allstott's Gather Us Together. Okay? Now, although it still seems to have that gathering theme and being one in the refrain, at least this one talks to the Lord in a prayerful manner. If you look at the verses, we do acclaim you as Savior and Lord, one of all the earth and sea and sky. And you have some praises and petitions directed to the Lord. So that one's not so bad. And the music's not bad on that one either. Okay? Let's scrap number 312. That one coughs up the same theme that I mentioned in much of the first 10 songs. So now we're going to go to number 313, All People That on Earth Do Dwell. And that's, of course, Psalm 100 at its best. It's the old 100th. Let's scrap 314 and 315. Now, 316 only has the refrain showing in this book, but it's not a bad refrain. It's, our eyes are turned to the Lord our God. It makes a pretty cool responsory, and it's set to a singable tune. When I get to see the verses in the choir and accompaniment edition, I might be able to judge it better. But from what I see in the refrain, it's not bad. Now, here's another section, the so-called communion section. All the stuff that passes for communion music. And notice that most of these have hideous melodies to them. And you'll notice that these seem to all do the same thing. Brag about how we all go up together to receive and be one with the Lord and with each other. Oh, and let's not forget being bread. So, we'll start with 317, the misuse of a hymn tune. Now here you have an English folk tune, Oh Wally Wally, The Water Is Wide. That's the melody for the refrain. And the original verse melody that sounds nothing short of your typical 70s folk mass hit. You can tell by the way these things end. Now, Kevin Kyle, who wrote this, did similar damage to Come Holy Ghost. That's in a later section we'll talk about in a later episode. The verses in 318 are so rhythmically off, it's not even funny. 319, Song of the Body of Christ, probably the most hideous in this section, in both text and tune. Now, 320 is a good hymn, a good solid hymn, O Sacrament Most Holy, using the Fulda melody. This one directs its lyric of love and praise right to Jesus. This is one of the few exceptions in this communion section. 321, skip it. Again, being bread. 321 is Gift of Finest Wheat, which I don't mind using at all. I've used it numerous times. 323, Lord by Your Cross and Resurrection by John Foley. It utilizes the Memorial Acclamation D as the refrain. Now, this one could actually stand alone as the Memorial Acclamation, as it does use the official text. And the music, although written by John Foley, isn't bad. It's one of his better works. Now, we can definitely do without the sappy style of music displayed in numbers 324 and 325. And here's one I've vented about before, okay? 326. I myself am the bread of life. You and I are the bread of life. Steer away, I tell you. Steer away. 327, bread that was sown, typical Western priory intelligence at that time. Now, 328 isn't bad. James Moore's taste in C. 329, let us break bread together on our knees, always gets mixed reviews. Now, 330 to 334, I can do without, with the possible exception of number 332, Behold the Lamb. 335, Bob Hurd's Ubi Caritas isn't bad at all, definitely one of his better works, along with his Missa Ubi Caritas, which is adapted in part from his own Ubi Caritas and in part from the Mode 6 Ubi Caritas. I'm going to say that is probably his best work. 336 and 337, scrap them completely. 338, I Am the Bread of Life. Very irregular and hard to sing, not to mention the first four verses are the voice of Christ in the first person. So is the refrain. 339 to 334, scrap it all. Especially 340, Pan de Vida. Sounds more like a Cinco de Mayo celebration than Holy Mass. 345 is fine. Eat this bread. That's from Taze. Now, with the exception of the voice of Christ in the first person in the verses, it's actually a fine piece. The music's decent. It's kind of hard to find decent hymnody based on John 6. 346 to 359. Scrap those completely. All 14 of them. Scrap them completely. Special mention goes to 347, One in Body, Heart, and Mind, where Christopher Walker pulled a Kevin Kyle and used a hymn tune as the refrain and wrote his own verses. Extra special mention goes to 356, One Bread, One Body, which has the lasting effect of Psalmanex. Remember that old jingle? Use Psalmanex and sleep, sleep, sleep. 360, I Receive the Living God, which comes from the anonymous source. This one's actually quite good, and I like the way they did the verses. The words of Christ are put in quotes, preceded by the words Jesus said. I find that far better than being Christ singing in the first person. Now, 361 and 362, we can do without those. Now, that finishes off the communion section, okay? Now, watch this much smaller Eucharistic hymns section, okay? I don't get it. They had this big communion section, then they had this little segregated section called Eucharistic hymns, okay, which really are perfectly appropriate for communion, okay? But for some reason, they were segregated from the stuff that the publisher seems to intend for use at communion. This section only contains seven hymns with only one that we can really do without, and that's number 365, Bread of Life by Bobby Fischer. Seems to focus on us. Bread of Life and Cup of Hope, we come as gift to you? Wait a minute, I always thought Jesus was the gift to us. Okay. Now, the other hymns in this short section are very good. And I'll tell you what they are. See us, Lord, about your altar. Panis Angelicus, using the tune by Louis Lambalot. Ave Verum, the Mode 6. Shepherd of Souls. Jesu Dulcis Memoria, which appeared in the 2006 book for the first time. And then, Lord, who at thy first Eucharist didst pray. Now, the final section we're going to look at today will be another short section called Blessing. It's numbers 370 to 374, with the only decent tune being 373, Sent Forth by God's Blessing, using the Welsh tune Ash Grove. Special mention goes to number 374, Take Christ to the World, which has a final refrain, which changes the line, Manifest His Love for All to Dedicate our lives to him. That alternate line, all right, if you ever look at this in the earlier music issues, dedicate our lives to him was written in all caps. It's not that case in this year's issue, but in earlier issues, that's how they did it. Now, what I'm wondering is, was this the composer's or publisher's way of indicating a triple forte? If so, why not just use the triple forte dynamic symbol? Sheesh. In our next episode, we're going to cover more topic sections in the 2009 music issue. And now it's time for our musical guest. Here is Paul Lisney.
And there you have Paul Lisney in a little short instrumental ditty, Joyful, Sorrowful, and Glorious. Yeah, the mysteries of the Rosary as we finish off October, the month of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary. Paul Lisney comes courtesy of PodSafeMusic.podshow.com, and you can check out his website, which we will leave a link of in the show notes.
X3, read all about it. News at the door from the Schwan Schnark.
At Schwan's Home Food Service, we have seafood up the wazoo. Let's start with the perfect twofer deal. Coconut shrimp and tortilla encrusted tilapia. Our coconut shrimp has a crusty sweet coconut breading and even comes with our own pineapple mango chutney dipping sauce. This premium shrimp serves five and has a regular price tag of $14.99. Our tortilla encrusted tilapia is topped with crushed corn tortillas, garlic, chipotle chilies, and lime. And they're not too spicy. Instead, they're mild and sweet. Our tilapia serves four and normally goes for $13.99. And we have the perfect deal for you. We'll take a buck off of either of these items. Wait! We have a deal that's even better. Any two. You can double up on either or get one of each and get $3 off. And if you think that seafood deal is cool, check this out. We have fully cooked Alaskan salmon fillets. These fillets are ready in minutes. You get six individually wrapped salmon fillets in the box. Normally, we get $18.99 for these, but for a limited time, we're offering a whopping $4 off. Finally, our ice cream flavor of the week is Rocky Road. 50 cents off on a 56-ounce cut. At Schwan's, we're prepared to serve.
Crystal's Vinci presents Crystal's Vintage Sports, and here are your snarky sportscasters, Brian and Seamus.
Well, it happened. The Cardinal O'Malley Red Sox got knocked out in the American League Championship Series 4-3 by the Bishop Lynch Rays.
Yep, and Manny being Manny didn't pay off either, as the Cardinal Mahoney Dodgers were eliminated by the Cardinal Regali Phillies in the NLCS 4-1.
So, it's the Rays and the Phillies in the World Series. As we record this segment, the Phillies are ahead 2-1.
So, who do you think will win?
I say the Phillies in 6. What about you?
I say the Rays in 8.
You can't do 8. The most you can do is 7.
Well, Rays in 6.5, then.
Where do you get the half from?
Seeing the beer glass half full. Oh, by the way, that Cardinal O'Malley. Is he related to Pancho O'Malley?
Nope. Pancho is one extremely unique being. And if they were related, I don't think the good Cardinal would admit it. Join us in our next episode for further World Series coverage.
Crystal's Vintage.
Wacky music and fun. That's us.
In a diocese where kneeling is forbidden.
There's nothing demonic by putting on the outfit of a little red devil.
The brouhaha begins.
We had one handing out communion, the last mass.
Some may think it's bragging rights.
Only in Corpus Christi does the devil himself come here.
The goblins and ghouls must play.
Goblins and ghouls, we raise one voice. Our Father.
Orange County Mass Chopper Uppers. Rated T for Twisted.
Soon enough, we'll be presenting our 150th episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. And in honor of our 150th episode, I have a contest for you. As many of you know, Krakuska Kielbasa is the official deli meat of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. We are looking for a song parody about Krakuska Kielbasa. You can sing its praises or you can sing its demise. You don't even have to have eaten Krakuska Kielbasa before. Just make it funny. Oh, one other catch. It has to be written to a known hymn tune and the words must fit. It cannot be irregular. You can, however, write as many verses as you like, as long as that number of verses is more than one. The winning entry will be sung on our 150th show, and proper credit will be mentioned. And if you have a blog or a podcast, send the link and we'll mention that too. please email your entry to bpage69@yahoo.com. When we have a winner, I will email that winner to get the mailing address to send the prize. What's that prize? 2 pounds of Krakowska kielbasa, fresh from Polonia Market, 736 Broadway, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Deadline for entries is November 1st, 2008. Yes, All Saints Day is the deadline. Send me your best parody and win.
Ego sum Bujanis Michaelis Pagina, et hanc verbo ad scripto. I am Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Just a reminder to visit the Crystals Vinci Anywhere Interactive Corner, where you can vote for Crystals Vinci Anywhere at Podcast Alley once a month. You can give us a dig at dig.com, that's D-I-G-G.com. You can dig either the show, entire show, once, or each individual episode. You can also leave feedback on our message boards, or you can join the latest Facebook craze, fans of Crystals Vinci Anywhere. You can also watch our videos at YouTube and Pyro.tv. And many more things you can do for our everyday low price of $0.00. Log on to crystalsvinci.com and see for yourself. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again soon for another hair-raising episode of Crystals Vinci Anywhere or Crystals Vinci TV. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystals Midget Anywhere. Crystals Midget Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Crystals Midget Network. This broadcast is copyright 2008, Brian Michael Page.
Made on a crappy PC.